Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. We've sliced from the loaf in the same place. Now this will be the third time because of the importance of this matter of qualified called leaders to the ordained office of elder in the church. The office doesn't seek the man seeks the office and humbles himself to be evaluated concerning God's call. And that it's a office bearer, not an office wearer, because it's a noble task. Ordained leadership is work. And then we notice the qualifications that are given, beginning with the affirmation that a man is put into the office based upon the evidences of God's gifts and graces. That's why it says, therefore, an overseer or an elder must be above reproach. Now, how is he above reproach? Well, then we are given these qualifications. He is above reproach by, number one, the husband of one wife. Number two, sober-minded. Number three, self-control. Number four, respectable. Number five, hospitable. Number six, able to teach. Number seven, not a drunkard. Number eight, not violent. And number nine, gentle. Number 10, not quarrelsome. Number 11, not a lover of money. And then he moves to this 12th one. He must manage his own household well with all dignity, keeping his children under control or keeping his children submissive. And then he gives the rationale. If you can't manage your own household, how are you going to manage the household of God? The next one is he must not be a recent convert. That is, not a new believer. If you make a new believer an officer, that could lead to his demise. Satan would use that as a point of pride in his life. And then we're told, moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders so that he would not fall into grace into another snare of the devil. Here is a basic principle that's being revealed in this text. Satan always targets leaders. He knows if he can strike down the shepherds of the church, then he can scatter the sheep. So the way you begin to prepare leaders and protect leaders, not only to pray for them, but to make sure their entrance into the office is through the biblical portal of qualified ordained leaders. Verses 2 and 3 identify the leader's personal life. He is the husband of one wife. Now, certainly that would rule out bigamy and polygamy, but that's actually better translated a one-woman man. That's looking at the matter of sexual purity. And he must be not only a one-woman man, but sober-minded. That is, he is not given to intemperate action. Self-control, that is, the Holy Spirit gives him the ability to control himself. Remember, that is the fruit of the Spirit. Respectable, he conducts himself with decorum, privately and publicly. Hospitable, the home is opened up to others. And now comes not only the graces of the Lord, but the gift. It's interesting, of the 16 to 17 qualifications mentioned of an elder in these verses, only two deal with his competencies, his gifts. One is he has to be apt to teach. Now, I don't think that necessarily means classroom teaching, but he is able to mentor and teach others privately and publicly, perhaps, but at least privately. He's not quarrelsome, and he doesn't settle things with his fists. He's not pugnacious. And he's not a lover of money. That money doesn't control him. He's not into the office to gain status. He's into the office to serve the Lord. And then he goes to the fact he must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. And then he goes to the fact he must not be a recent convert. In other words, don't make a man an elder based on his reputation in the world, that he gets converted and he's known by everybody. Okay, we're going to make him an elder. You've actually set him up for Satan's attack. And secondly, what you are in the world does not position you, and I don't care how famous you are, does not position you as a leader in the church. You need to be matured and developed and discipled into leadership. And then finally, he must be well thought of by outside. Isn't it interesting? Even the government will do vetting of people that are going to be in positions of leadership by visiting neighbors and those that are around. If a man's going to be an elder, then he needs to be one who has a good reputation, lest Satan attack him through that process. Well, I'm going to come back to this one more time because there's something very important that's arranged in these particular qualifications, and I'll share that with you tomorrow. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.